Trent Siemian, who throws the ball towards DT. And DT adjusts and makes the catch. Touchdown, Denver.
The Broncos put it together, a 23-0 shutout over the Jets. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani alongside John Elway. And John, what can a win like that do for the morale in the locker room?
Well, I mean, I think we saw it in the locker room after the game yesterday. Everybody was pretty excited about it. I think it had been a long dry spell, 2 months since we'd had a win, 8 games in a row. And so, you know, it was nice to see the players and coaches reap some of the benefits of all the work that they put in and get a win. So, and plus to play the way we did yesterday, you know, made everybody feel very, you know, very good. So it was an exciting win. And be good to break that darn streak.
Yeah, the defense posted a shutout. Not just that, but they gave up only 100 yards. Where's that been all season?
You know what? They got after him and played with passion yesterday and, you know, really played well, like you said, and got him off the football field offensively. Did a good job holding on the ball, which was a great combination between the two. So, you know, it shows the capability of our football team, you know, when everything kind of goes right for us.
Well, we're just getting started here on LA Access. When we come back, we'll look ahead to a quick week for the Broncos.
Quick pressure, and Von Miller's got him. And Miller sends McCown to the turf.
That Emmanuel Sanders catch was unreal. Bring it up.
I see the pass is a little ahead of me, so I lay out for the grab. Soft hands, baby.
CenturyLink connects you to your home team and the power of the digital world. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
The difference between possible and impossible? It's a person who believes they can. Surrounded and supported by others. By us, who believe it too. U.S. Bank, the power of possible.
At U.S. Bank, we believe one small change can echo throughout a community. That's why we support, invest, and volunteer in communities like yours.
Can you hear me?
U.S. Bank, the power of possible.
Back here on Elway Access, John, Thursday night game in Indianapolis. Can a win over the Jets like this carry momentum into this week here?
Sure it can. I mean, it lightens everything up, you know, and I think that everybody realizes that, you know, with this short week, it's nice to have coming off the win that we had going into this next one because, you know, it obviously would have been a much tougher situation. But, yeah, it is. It lightens everybody up a bit and looking forward to going to Indianapolis and see if we can play like we did yesterday.
Yeah, after not winning a game for 8 weeks, they have a chance to do 2 in 5 days here. John, as a member of the competition committee, what are your thoughts on playing on Thursday nights? Do you like the quick weeks? Or?
You know, I do. Everybody has to do it one time, you know, and I know there's a lot of, you know, thoughts out there of whether it's too quick and it's bad for the injuries. But it just goes to show in all the information that we've seen on injuries, it does not affect the injuries playing on the Thursday night. And so the bottom line is everybody has to do it, too, at least once. And so, you know, I like it. I like it for the fans. But, again, I'm sure that'll be talked about as we get into the meetings this offseason.
The Colts coming off that snow game. Did you see any of that?
That was unbelievable. A lot of snow out there. And so, yeah, unbelievable.
Quick turnaround for them, too. All right, that's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Maline. This has been Elway Access.